Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Okay, this morning, we're going to go straight, a quick one this morning. Let's do this very fast. Now, ushers, please ensure people get seat to sit. Then, if you're where you can't see clearly for now, just bear with us. I encourage you to avoid distractions. I'll be sharing practical things, and I believe that it will bless you a lot. And I know God wants to speak. And if God has called us to his presence like this, it is because he wants to speak to our hearts. So I will encourage everyone to ensure that you avoid the use of your phone other than, you know, typing, taking notes for the message and using it for scriptures. You know, just avoid distraction. Just honor God. At least just honor him. I know it's not easy. Sometimes I've attended conferences, programs where I'm seated and the pastor is preaching, and I'm also tempted. I tell you the truth. I'm tempted to reply something, I have to tell myself, that is not what you are here for. Focus. So I understand how you feel also sometimes. But please, let's just allow the discipline of the Spirit to help us so that we can get the best of today's message. Amen. I'm going to be wrapping up this phase of the teaching so that next week Sunday, I'm going to be starting seven things that the Holy Spirit will do. I don't know. We like seven things here. So seven. Sometimes it can be up to eight, but let's just say seven. Then we'll call the other ones additional points. Amen. Yes. So I'll be sharing seven things that the Holy Spirit will do for you, why he is here, what he wants to do for you. Now I'm sharing with you the person of the Holy Spirit and the things that he can bring into your life. Yes, the things that he can bring into your life. And I want you to please pay attention. You can't survive without him in the Christian faith. You can't. The Bible says how God himself anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So Jesus could not go out without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Neither can you also go out without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You will need him. So I want you to please give your best to this message. It will help you. Then on Tuesday, I'll be teaching on the seven spirits of God. I've started already. It was a bomb on Tuesday. It was a major hit for us. You know, the power of God, the teaching, the light, the revelation. We're going to continue this particular Tuesday. I don't want you to miss anything. We are not rehearsing 2025. It has started. Amen. So all the things you will need to engage practically. God said to me, start teaching the things. I wanted to prolong. He said, no. Just start. It's going to be very massive this year in Jesus' name. So I started by introducing us to the person of the Holy Spirit. Keyboardist, can you play a little soft and just let it... thank you. So I introduced the person of the Holy Spirit to us, and I said that he is the most important person in the universe today and the most misunderstood amongst Christians and even non-Christians alike. People understand Jesus. When you say Jesus, they say he's a prophet. When you say Jesus, some people say he's a very good man that lived on the face of the planet Earth and he did good things. You know, when you talk about God, everybody believes God. Yes. Some people have different names. You know, the Muslims call him Allah. And you know, the Buddhists have one thing or the other that they refer like the superior ultimate being and all that. Everybody. But when you say Holy Spirit, people don't understand him. But in the Christian faith, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the eternal Godhead. He's the third person of the eternal Godhead. He is co-equal with God. In other words, the Godhead in essence is one. But in that Godhead, we have the person of the Father, we have the Son, and we have the Spirit. This Son was made flesh. That's why he became Son. Initially in Genesis, before the New Testament, he is called the Word of God. So that Word, God gave his Word a body and put it inside the womb of a woman so that his Word will come alive to the face of planet Earth and die for the sins of men. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So that's Jesus that you see, the Word of God. The angels did not know him as Jesus. Men met him first as Jesus. In heaven, he's known as the Word of God. But coming down here, he's known as Jesus, the Son of God. Are we here together? So this, the Father, the source where everything springs from, the Word, Jesus, or the Son of God, then the Holy Spirit, that is also called the Spirit of God, called the Spirit of Christ. So there's something about this person that God wants us to understand in this dispensation. He's the most important person. He's the one we need today. Jesus is seated right now at the right hand of the Father, glorified in heaven. And he said to us that, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you without comfort. I will send you another comforter, one that will abide with you forever. He says he's called the Spirit of Truth, that the world does not know him and cannot receive him. He said, but he is with you now and he will be in you. Are we here together, church? So this person that Jesus Christ has sent to us right now is called the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He is co-equal with God. Say it again, co-equal with God. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Tell your neighbor, all the attributes of God, he shares with the Spirit. That's how you need to understand that. He shares all of his attributes with the Spirit, because the source, the Godhead, everything that flows from the Godhead flows into the Son, flows into the Spirit, the same way it flows into the Father. Are we here together now? So when you get to understand this, when I'm teaching about him, you will know that I'm talking about the invisible partner that the believer has to walk with today, if you will make any sense out of your relationship with God. So I dealt with that very well. I won't go back to that because of time. And I explained that he's the Spirit of Christ. I also told us some of the things that he does. I started the first week by saying he ushers God's presence into your life. So the day you got born again, the Holy Spirit came to indwell you. Are we here together now? So he's the one that did the creation. Without the Holy Spirit, you will never be a new creation. The reason you are a new creation is because the Holy Spirit recreated, like he created a brand new you. Spirit. Are we here together now? So a brand new spirit came into you that day. The Holy Spirit was one that activated the new life that you have. So the life you have now as a child of God has been activated. And it was activated by whom? The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ brought salvation. God the Father thought of salvation. The Holy Spirit wrought salvation. He is the one that makes it happen. He's the one that made your salvation possible. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Without him, you don't have a seal. God cannot lay claim to you. And that's why he had to send the Holy Spirit to put a mark on you. So the Holy Spirit has put a mark on the believer. So you belong to him. He said, know you not that your bodies are now the temples of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Are we here together, church? So that you can understand, a Holy Spirit lives inside of you, meaning that a new kind of life is what you're supposed to be living. And we're going to talk about that shortly as I continue. So the first one I said, he ushers the presence of God into your life. And I explained that last week's service, you can go and get it. The second one I said, the Holy Spirit brings God's power into your life. That's where I started and that's where I am now. Now, he can supernaturally empower you to do things that you will not be able to do by yourself naturally. He will supernaturally empower you. Romans chapter 15 from verse 17 to 19. Romans 15, 17 to 19. Romans 15, 17 to 19. The Holy Spirit will empower you. He said, therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. It says, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has accomplished through me in words and deeds to make the Gentiles obedient in his signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. So Paul is saying, I cannot boast about all the things that you see me do when I speak, or the things that I did supernaturally. He said, those things came by the Spirit of who? God. In other words, by myself, I will not be able to do those things. I was supernaturally empowered, supernaturally endowed. That's the reason I was able to do the signs and wonders that you saw. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. In other words, Jesus will be ordinary on his own. In fact, I explained that Jesus had the indwelling of the Spirit before he went to fast for 40 days. By the time he entered and came out for 40 days, the Bible says he came out with the power of the Spirit. So the question you ask is, what was with Jesus initially? He had the indwelling. indwelling. That one shapes character. That one helps you to align with the plans and the purposes of God. But this one upon helps you to execute the plans and the purposes of God. The spirit within will help you align. The spirit upon will help you execute. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So you see, Samson will rise up. The Bible said Samson will just rise up and the spirit of God will come upon him. And as soon as the spirit comes upon Samson, he will go and tear a lion. He will carry the gate of a whole city. What a person will not be able to do naturally, Samson will begin to do it. And by her, by what? By the spirit. In Zechariah, he said, it is not by power, say to Zerubbabel, it is not by power, it is not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So we see through the pages of scriptures how people did supernatural, extraordinary things by the power of who? The Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. So many, many examples there in scripture. The Bible says Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. It was also by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how God raised him from the dead. That's why he said, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, can you see it now, be in you, he said that spirit will vitalize, it will give life, it will empower, it will strengthen your mortal bodies by the Holy Ghost, so that the things you cannot do by yourself, just with your mortal body, he will empower you to do them. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in this year 2025, I came to announce that the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit will rest upon you for extraordinary impact, will rest upon you for supernatural exploits. Your amen is not loud enough. The things that you could not do before that God would have you do, the things that you could not execute by yourself, the power of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Your results will not be ordinary. Your results in your career will not be ordinary. In your business, they will not be ordinary. It will be by the Spirit. When you go out, they will ask you, how are you getting things done? You say, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Where did that structure come from? Where did that idea come from? How did you run like that? How did you make that kind of move? How did your business move from zero capital to where it even entered eventually? Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. I have done everything other human beings will do, but the extra is the Spirit. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? So he brings the power of God into your life. He brings the power of God into your life. The power of God that you see upon the life of Elijah was by the Spirit of God. It was not ordinary. Elijah was a man of like passion as we were. That's what the Bible says. He was a man of like passion. That means he eats the way we eat. He lived the way we live. At the point, he was even depressed. But when the power of God came upon him, he slaughtered 450 human beings. You know what it means to slaughter one person? When you kill one person, except your mind has been turned to stone. No matter how bad they are, human beings. Do you get what I'm saying now? Elijah, that was not done in the flesh. It was done in the power of the Spirit. He slaughtered 450. 1, 2, 3, 400, 500. 450 when he was done, he left them and he moved away. He watched them one day and he decided to call fire, and he called fire from heaven and he licked up sacrifice. Those things were not done in the flesh. Elijah did not just come and call the rain to stop just because he wanted to. Know he had an encounter in the place of prayer, and the fullness of God's spirit came upon Elijah, and Elijah was able to do extraordinary things. Child of God, listen to me. The same way Samson naturally will not be able to kill a lion, but by the Spirit he killed one. The same way naturally Jesus will not be able to do much, but by the Spirit he did. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I came to announce to you, there is supernatural enablement. There is supernatural empowerment. Your life this year, men will see it and say, this is powered by another force. They will say, it is powered by another force. Your results will be powered by another force. In your office, your boss will see it. Your employees will see it. Your lecturers will see it. Your husband, your wife, your partner, they will see it. They will fear the God that you serve. In the name of Jesus, power, he shows up. And when he shows up like that, it's the Spirit of God. He does those things and people are scared. They are wondering, how come? How did this happen? It is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit. I shared in the first service how the Holy Spirit enveloped Mary. a virgin girl that had never met her husband before. They were still just, in fact, Joseph was still arguing that lie. I can't take what is not mine. And the Holy Spirit said, Joseph, I will have to overtake you now. You cannot die for these people. So because you cannot die, step back. The one that will die will be born in her womb. He said, how can this thing be, seeing that I know no man? That's what she said. How can it be? He said, the power of the highest, the Holy Spirit will assure you, and the power of the highest will come upon you. When it comes upon you, you will bet something. Some of you here under the sound of my voice, you will not bet ambition. You will bet spirit visions. It will not be your personal ambition. It will be inquired by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you will not bet good ideas. You will bet God ideas. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came to announce to somebody, the way you'll be doing it, it will not be what human beings can do. It will be by the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses and diseases under the sound of my voice now, by the Spirit, every stranger hiding in anybody, every weakness of the body, moving objects around your body, fear, doubt, intimidation, God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of boldness, love, and sound mind. By the Spirit, I command strangers, hear my voice, out of your hiding places, you will come out. Cancers, tumors, lumps, fibroids, pains, infections, viruses, hear the word of the Lord. I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. While Jesus was preaching, the power of God was present to heal. And he said, I have given you the same power as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And I understand that authority. And based on that authority, I stand this morning. If somebody, as I was praying, you were standing, it was somebody that is not here, that you know about a case that I just mentioned. Because your faith could extend beyond here. It means that you believe. I declare right now, receive the testimony in the name of Jesus.
God's power, the Holy Spirit, that's how it works. So child of God, you must desire from God something beyond a car. Desire from God something beyond a house. Desire from God something beyond a nice job. All those things will come. They are just additional things. Desire to have the manifest presence of God in your life. Desire to have the, when I say manifest, the presence of God indwelling is there. The manifest is like an upon-ness. Concerning the man called William Branham, it was said that they could physically see. You don't understand that somebody is walking around and you can see a halo upon his head. He will move and the halo will move with him. What kind of person? It was just like on the day of Pentecost, the cloven tongues as a fire sat on their head. I believe with all my heart that it might not be physical today, but there's fire sitting upon the head of every saint. Because in the New Testament, the distinguishing mark of the Holy Spirit is what? Fire. He said, when the Spirit come, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that is coming after me is greater than I. He said, his shoe latchet I'm not worthy to bear. When he comes, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. Somebody shout it, fire. Can you shout it louder? Fire. Tap your neighbor, say, I carry fire. Tell your neighbor, I carry fire. Fire sits upon my head. That's why no devil can sit on my head. Fire sits upon my life. No sickness can sit in this place. Fire is upon me, within me, around me, all over me. Because the God I serve is a consuming fire. I am a child of God. That's why I live in fire. Somebody shout fire. That's the fire that will burn the cancer, that will burn the pain, that will dry up. It's spiritual radiotherapy. Somebody under the sound of my voice, that is happening to you. You have been considering chemo or radio. Holy Ghost is doing it right now. He's activating it right now. That surgery will not be necessary again. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I see it in the spirit. That testimony is coming on this altar. I claim it and I bring it for you in the name of Jesus.
That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Somebody came and shared testimony and said, Pastor, I went back for my test and the doctor said that they don't even know who did the first scan. It's not only one, it's two. How will the two people cannot be mad at the same time? They are normal, but the Holy Spirit did an abnormal thing. Somebody under the sound of my voice, the normal things will be happening. The Holy Spirit will beat the wisdom of men, the systems of men, the professionalism of men, and it will give you a divine result. In the name of Jesus.
How do I connect this power? Tarry. Somebody say tarry. I don't need to tarry to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, because it comes by faith. But to manifest power, sir, you will wait. They that wait upon the, you get born again today, all of a sudden you will do some things here and there. Ga 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 ga. It's invitation. If you want to go higher, you will wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He said they will now mount up with wings. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? And Jesus, being led by the Spirit, went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. And when he came back in the power of the Spirit. Paul was doing great and mighty things. The Bible says that even the shadow handkerchief from the body of Paul. And when they asked Paul, Paul said, often in fastings. Child of God, no lazy Christianity in this 21st century. Because the devil is organizing sophistication at a high level. But the Holy Ghost is the master strategist and the chief of all sophistications, and he's sophisticating and organizing and weaponizing his children so that no devil's weapon can come near you. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You are rising to take your place. Prayer power, receive in the name of Jesus. Fasting power, receive in the name of Jesus. Ability to tarry in the word, receive in the name of Jesus. No man can manifest power if you are not a praying person, you don't fast, and you don't study the word of God. The word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder the bones and the marrows. It discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. When you carry the word and the spirit of prayer, add some fasting to it. Fasting is the atomic power. When you add it left and right, here and there, as much as you can do in wisdom, the Holy Ghost will begin to raise you as a spiritual voice. Every devil in any family, I see God steering the heart of some of you, that you are the beginning of a new order in your family. You are the beginning of a new order in your family. You are not relaxing in the name of Jesus. I told you how I prayed to a particular point where the devil supervising my family showed up and said, we are the one. Who are you? When there's a level of spiritual dimension, you will enter. They will say, who is touching the gate? And you say, I'm here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's why we were born. For this purpose, the Son of Man was made manifest. I was not born to look around the street of Lagos and go around Nigeria, Canada, Europe, and America alone. Wherever I go, the gospel goes. Where I go, the power goes. Wherever I go, the power of the Holy Ghost is with me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. These signs shall follow. It didn't say pastors and prophets and apostles and evangelists. Child of God, stand up wherever you are and say it after me. These signs shall follow Marvis. Yes. Say, these signs shall follow Marvis. If you forget your name, take my own. These signs shall follow Marvis. In my name, Marvis will cast out devils. He will lay hands on the sick, they will recover. He will trample upon serpents and upon scorpions. All the gods of my father's house, I am the one that will lay them to death. I put judgment over them. For how God anointed Marvis Oji, who went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. If God be for me, who can be against me? God is on my side. Mention your name and say, God is on my side. Marvis, God is on your side. Marvis, the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. Marvis, the power of God is upon your life. You are here to do exploits. You are here to start a new pattern. The old negative patterns are dead. Old negative patterns are destroyed. I am the beginning. This thing must sink into every member of this church. I am the beginning of a new other. I am the beginning of a new other. New records are set when I'm here. The records of fibro, they are dead. Records of untimely death, dead. Records of failure in marriage, dead. I am the beginning of a good marriage. I am the beginning of a beautiful home. I am the beginning of a wealthy Christian. I am the beginning of a wealthy man. I am the beginning. And how will it happen? By the Spirit. The say, nobody has ever done this in the family. Who told you? You are talking about men. I didn't come in the power of any man. David said, you come to me with javelins and all. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of the armies of Israel, the one that you have defiled. Every negative voice speaking upon any foundation, the voice that has silenced many others, I declare by the hand of the Lord, you are silencing them in the name of Jesus. You are silencing them in the name of Jesus.
Sit up in heavenly places. I take my place as the son of a warrior. The one who's with me has never lost a battle. I take my place as the son of a warrior. The one who's with me has never lost a battle. Jaggle, jaggle, oju. Okay, banamene kabaya babababash. The power of the highest will overshadow you.
Listen,
child of God. That's number one. Number two of what the power of the Holy Ghost does. He brings the power of God. The Holy Spirit brings the power of God. Number one, he brings the presence. Number two, he brings the power. Number three, he leads the believer on the path of divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Wisdom that cannot be matched. Pay attention to this part. It will help you a lot. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 to 31, I read that in the first service. Let's look at it again. Holy Spirit, give me a fresh dimension to this. Amen. Please put it on the screen. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding and largeness of heart like the sands on the seashore. Hold on. Largeness of heart like the sands on the seashore. In other words, God is saying that the kind of heart and understanding that God gave Solomon, he became vast in so many things. You can't count the stars, sands. The Bible says the Queen of Sheba came. When she came to see, she came with gifts. She came with so many things. Her servants, trained servants. I believe she must have come with the best of her protocol officers, of all her men and all that. And they must have come with their, you know, their caravan and all the, you know, whatever it is they come with. And when they got there to the temple of Solomon, the Bible says the woman came around. She looked around the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of the gold platings, the wisdom of the finishing in the palace. You know, not all these houses that they build now, all these are wonderful artisans. You tell them A, they'll do B, they do C, they do D. No. The finishing. I believe she must have looked at the chair of Solomon, touched it, and said, how did somebody sandpaper this one like this? We have never seen such. Minimum will smile. He moved to the other side. Hey, yeah, how did you connect the room to the parlor with these dimensions? How did you get this upstairs in this? Solomon would just say, Kai. And there weren't architects to do those things. Solomon was the architect by himself. Solomon would just take the paintings and draw it. And he'll say, go and get that thing done. Where's the skilled guy? The guy will come. Say, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. And the Bible says she came. She saw everything. She fainted. You don't understand. Somebody, as in, I wish I could explain this in a better way. Like, she saw everything. The Bible says her breath left her. She fainted. She said, I've never seen this kind of thing in my life. And there was nothing like that anywhere in the world again. That's why when a man is walking by the Spirit, you will get ideas that are not taught in books. Sir, listen, because we are Christians and we are intelligent people, we read books. So I read books very well. You will read books, you will go to school, you will do everything. But there is a school that is called the School of the Spirit. Yes, you don't know how to say it. He's the principal of that school. In that school, where men stop, the highest level of men is their introduction. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. When you enter the school, you don't enter there and they start teaching you the things of men. They will tell you that there is a side that is called the things of men. This is where the things of men stop and this is where we start. So our curriculum is not dependent on what men do. So that where men think that they have failed, we start off from there. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in your night visions, in your dreams, in your secret meditation, deep things that will shift your career, your business, your academics, your marriage, your parenting method, receive the deep things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive the deep things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding great understanding. Not just understanding, exceeding great. Like, you know, no word in the Bible is for fun or joke. Exceeding great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. That's the best way to explain. He said, for Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. Why is he like that? He did not get it from the schools of men, where the Aristotles and the Socrates and all the philosophers of this life stopped. Then the Holy Ghost gives an idea, and they are asking, who has kept this best wine for the last? Somebody under the sound of my voice, it doesn't matter how many people are gone in for the interview, when the Spirit of God overshadows you and his wisdom comes upon you, the interviewers will be shocked at your revelation. They will give you the job at the platter of gold. They will say, we have never heard anyone speak like this. In the name of Jesus. For he was wiser than all men. Oh, Barry. That's the end. Like, you're wiser than all men. All men. Like, all men. The wisest people in the whole world will come and they will hear from Solomon. And they will say, guy, let's go. Forget. Don't close your mouth. And look at them. Some of them close their mouth. Ethan, the Ezraites. I believe this guy must have been a very wise guy. We need to, one of the things I didn't do here, I'll go do later, is to Google and check and do a little search, Bible history on who this guy is. And Haman, Kaukol, hey, charcoal, ashes, anything, just call it name, his name. The only name important here now is Solomon. And Dada, the son of Mahol. And his fame was in all the surrounding nations. Verse 32. The Bible says here, verse 32, we're going to the 3. He spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs. Do you understand what it means? Somebody to speak 3,000 proverbs. Somebody say 3,000. You know what a proverb is? One proverb is like wisdom. So Solomon spoke and they documented 3,000 proverbs. And I believe it will be more. This is at the documented ones. You know, there are sometimes you write something and say, take this one. And that's what people are exposed to. But I believe there will be more that Solomon had. And his songs were 1,005. Today, that the best that I know, there are few musicians that have been born since the day of Solomon that have written more than 300 songs. 400 songs. There are very few. But this one wrote 1,000, how many? Five. And he spoke of trees. That means Solomon, I don't know how many times he went into the forest being a king, but he understood botany. I don't think he went to the school of men to understand botany. So he understood botany. Is that botany? Yes. From the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssops that spring out of the walls, he spoke of all animals. So which one is botany? This is botany now. No. This is zoology. That one is botany. Then specifics, birds. What are we going to call that one? Eh? Agriculture. No, let's call it birdology. So birds. So Solomon knew birds. Solomon will see a bird and imagine a servant standing by his side and he looks at that bird and say, look at that. Can you see that one? He say, yes. He said, you see, the digestive system of this bird is such a way that it can regurgitate, and he'll be explaining things that he just knew it. You know that cannot be normal. He will just see an animal and he can explain how the animal functions. This is not just under that he knows their name. It's not name, it's by name. Everybody can know the names. He knew something about them. The level of wisdom God gave to Solomon, of the creeping things, that means even ants and insects. How, when did he have time to go into the forest to start checking all those things? And his administration was one of the strongest because he never fought battle for one day. One day. David fought battle all his life. Solomon knew how to settle the matter, political tables, no carry. And by the time they are bringing it, he says, calm down. He said, you king, come, sit down, see what we do. Everybody around Solomon stayed at peace with him. They could not fight him. Such a wisdom. If you use all your life to fight battle, you will not be able to build temple for God. That's why after fighting battle, Solomon could not build. But we are in a dispensation where the Bible says, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, not battles. There's a kind of wisdom you will have by the Spirit. Spiritual warfare will end around your space. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There's a dimension of light you will enter into. Battles will be happening, but you will put structures that shut down battles. Solomon was so vast that he put all these things in place, and even fish in the sea, Solomon could understand the things that the animals were doing. I believe with all my heart that Solomon was taught by spirits. You can never be mortals, because at that dispensation they were living in, how would he go to school every day? Somebody that has 700 wives, how will you go to school? 300 wives, 700 concubines. How many children do you have? When do you give your children the advice, the counsel? How do you see your first wife, the second wife? When do you do the king matters? Wisdom can set structures everywhere. The man will be here and he will be like a god in the midst of all of them. Because everything is happening everywhere and it's just there. That's the dimension God wants to bring us into. He said he will give him perfect peace. Those whose heart is stayed on him. Somebody, you are receiving wisdom to run things. One business will not turn your brain upside down. One course you are studying will not turn your head upside down. One child from nowhere will not turn your brain upside down. Receive wisdom to run things in the name of Jesus. By the Holy Ghost, receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost, I receive your wisdom. Holy Ghost, I receive your wisdom. Said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Let him ask. If a mortal can operate that level, and Christ has been made unto us wisdom, we are not permitted to do less. We might not be operating with the dimension of going to know botany and everything, but then everything within the confines of God's will for my life, I have understanding. You don't come around and say, I'm confused. The believer should not be confused. I know all things. Somebody say, I know all things pertaining to my life. See, when something concerns my purpose in life, the Holy Spirit can give you wisdom that you'll be so vast. You'll be learning from men. Eh? But what you are learning, when you tweak it, the men will think that you are the first person that had the idea. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Somebody say, wisdom. At work in my life by the Spirit. Wisdom is manifested in solving problems, interpreting issues, solving difficult marital issues, financial issues, business issues, career issues. Crisis will come up and nobody will be saying, we are finished. How can we be finished when wisdom is there? Wisdom is profitable to do what? Direct. And the custodian of this wisdom is who? The Holy Spirit. Tap your neighbor that is sleeping. Say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Maybe he's receiving wisdom in the revelation. Yeah, I don't know what the neighbor is receiving. The Holy Spirit manifests his wisdom in various practical ways in the life of the believer. Every day we see different dimensions of wisdom. Discernment in making decisions. Many of us are about to make decisions about your career, about your business. Where to live, where not to live. How to manage your children, how to manage your... See, listen, you need to allow the Holy Spirit guide you on how to get things done. And he's the one that will help you. There are certain decisions you cannot make by yourself. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall do what? Direct your path. Have you been there where the Holy Spirit is nudging you as a believer? He's nudging your heart. You are feeling led to pray for a particular person. I don't know why, you know, this week when I went to, where I went to, I just felt led to preach to a particular girl. So while we're there, we're just playing the snooker. And by the way, I play snooker very well. I beat everybody in this church if you try me. And even if I'm not going to beat you, any day we meet where they play snooker and you're about to beat me, just say to yourself, Pastor has said it, he will beat everybody. And I will not try it. May God help us in Jesus' name. So while we were praying, the Holy Spirit kept saying, speak to her, speak, say something, say something. And I was just trying to say, we played the first game, I didn't say, we're playing the second, and that the third one. You know, sometimes you just know that, what if this girl now says, I am born again, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking. So I started talking to her, you'll be shocked. There are men of Buddha, you think they know God, they don't know God. I said, so when people die, where do you think they go to? I said, they vanish. Oh. I said, I don't understand. When people die, like, when they die, what happens to them? What next after death? And he said, they will just go into things. Everybody will just vanish now. Nothing else. Eh? I told her, I said, are you aware that there is heaven and hell? She said, growing up as a child in church, they said those things. But I don't go to church again. I said, no wonder. No wonder the Holy Spirit said, we should talk about this. She said, she doesn't do church again. She's not into church. Are you a pastor? And I said, well, that's not the issue. That's not what we're talking about here. What I'm just saying is that when people die, there are two places appointed for them to go. One is heaven, the other one is hell. Let me refresh your memory on the things you have learned growing up in case you have forgotten it. So she started listening. We had a conversation up to a point. We didn't even finish the conversation. There are some people you can't preach to them and get them saved that day. I had to take the number. I said, don't worry. She said, you are looking for a number. I said, I'm looking for your number. It's a serious matter. Because you cannot just, you can't make me die and go to hell like that. How will I explain to God? I must explain to God that I told you about the story. You chose not to. So that your blood will not be around my head. Because he said to me, talk to her. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? The Holy Spirit will nudge your heart at different times to take action, to do things, to take steps. It is left for you to do it.
The reason why he's doing it is because he is the one that has all the wisdom of the world and can explain why he wants a particular person to talk to. See, there are some people that they will never be saved if I talk to them, if not you. And sometimes God has kept them around your space. It's intentional. It's intentional. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Just let's move from that. So in business, the Holy Spirit also ignites innovative ideas for the, on the life of a believer. A Christian, listen, look at how things are. Do you know that in this 21st century, it's very easy for any person to just blow heavily now? Just pray, oh, the Holy Spirit has to help, because what you were doing before, that it will take 15 years for people to see, in one day you can trend. And when you trend one day and you have built solid structures around that business, I can guarantee you the money that can last a lifetime, if you have enough wisdom, you will make it. And that's why nobody can say now that they don't know anything. Pray, Holy Spirit, give me ideas, give me insight, give me light, revelation. I want to be able to see things. I want to be able to hear things. I want to be able to... Now, you might try some things and it's as if nothing is working yet. Nobody is saying, don't worry, continue, continue. The act of champions, the behavior and the character of champions is consistency. Consistency. Stay there. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. And keep praying and say, Holy Ghost, fresh idea. I believe in you that what you will give to me, it will shake my world. Wisdom and strategy in this business, in this area that you have called me. Show me something that no man has seen. David said, at night, God gives men songs. At night, he will give people songs. The same way he can give people strategy for business. The same way he can give them systems that will run things at night. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in this season as we are discussing the Holy Spirit, you are receiving strange ideas. I didn't hear you. I say you are receiving strange ideas, prompting on the Holy Spirit upon your heart to take strategic steps in the name of Jesus. Daniel decided that he will not eat with the king. I will not accept anything from them. You know why? It was the wisdom with which God protected the life of Daniel. Why? Because if Daniel had eaten those things, he would have partaken of their normal lifestyle. And before you know it, he will fall. And when he falls, they will not need him again. For Daniel to last and be relevant for four kings. The Bible said Daniel's wisdom, the excellent. He said, in as much as an excellent spirit resided in Daniel, the king sought to put him above all the satraps, the magicians, the soothsayers of the Egypt, of Babylon. Daniel was number one. Sir, Daniel was what? Number one. Magicians will do magic and Daniel will perform miracle. You don't understand though. When they carried a man and made him the head of the magicians, you know what that means? It means that where their magic stopped, miracle starts. So Daniel would just look at them and say, today we're having a special class. And you know, it's supposed to be school of magic and sorcery. So the head of the witches or the wizards would just show up. The former head, Daniel had dethroned him. So he said, Daniel, I don't know what you have brought here, but anyway, I want to show people how to make snake out of scorpion. Daniel would just laugh. Daniel will say, go ahead, sir. Snake will just show. Daniel will laugh. He said, it's just this small snake that you brought. Me, I want to teach how to make snake out of scorpion that can eat another snake. Then Daniel will just show up. Zoop, and his own snake will just come out. Zoop, and swallow that one. The Bible says, listen, the Bible says all of them, they started bowing to Daniel. They were now thinking of ways to eliminate him. This guy is too strong. The Bible said they could not find anything against Daniel. And Daniel was not using jars. Daniel was working with the power of the Holy Spirit. Even their leaders came and said that, and they said the spirit of the gods. That was the name they gave him. I hope you know that they gave him name. They were giving somebody nickname. And your nickname be a guy with carry spirits. You don't understand? The guy's his name, they now said his name will be called Belteshazzar, the man in whom the spirit of the gods resides. Because of excellent wisdom, understanding that God had given to him. Somebody under the sound of my voice here, in this dispensation where the Bible has said wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times, you are rising by the Spirit with excellent wisdom in the name of Jesus. Let me rush this. Family right now. The Holy Spirit helps your parenting to nurture your children according to the word of the Lord. A parent feels led to have a deep conversation with a child. You don't know why your daughter is just doing something and you feel led to talk. And many children are traumatized. Many children are rejected and abandoned in their home. And you are a mother that is born again, spirit in tongue, talking firebrand. What is your tongue doing? And nothing is... Nothing. The child is just there misbehaving, the girl misbehaving, the boy misbehaving, everything is scattering right there before your eyes. After a robust, see,
take your baba
and arrange the things around your space. Because the essence of speaking in tongues is to speak mysteries unto God. And the Holy Spirit begins to interpret it. And with the interpretation of those things, he begins to solve problems. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Our tongues are not meant to be spoken just to edify us alone. When we are built up, what next? Ideas come. When we are built up, what next? Power flows. When we are built up, what next? Wisdom begins to come. That is the essence of the building up. So when he says building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, when you finish praying, the Bible says a man full of the Spirit and of wisdom called Stephen. Stephen stood among all the other welfare officers, and the anointing he carried overtook the portfolio they gave him. So they gave him a portfolio as a welfare officer. The anointing he carried could not be restricted to being a welfare officer. And Stephen will speak. And while Stephen is speaking, the Bible says they could not beat his wisdom. They couldn't. You go for a job interview and the Holy Spirit tells you what to say. And you just say it. And somebody is telling you, that is the reason we are employing you. And you say, and you just remember that. That's what the Holy Spirit said. And you say, wow. How? Well, he said it. Wisdom at a deep level. The reason marriages are crashing today, husband and wife, the same thing that made you fight 2 years ago is still making you fight. When I see couples, the same thing they fought about 5 years ago, they're still fighting about it today. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. Why? Why would you be fighting about the same thing for 5 years? You should have prayed to God for wisdom to put structure around that thing and let it not be a problem in your life again. The same thing that made a girl say no to you 5 years ago, 4 years ago, no. That's it. This year is about to happen again. What will you do? Is that how you will continue? All the men have left you. Nobody's coming around your space. The same thing. Work on it. Repair it. Say, Holy Spirit, repair my space. I can't continue like this. Yes. There are some men, if you see them, you will know that there's a problem. Their face is like this. And some ladies, the same thing. How can your face be like the face? If a man is even like that, we can understand. You're a lady, you're supposed to be like this 24/7. You know why? Because what men see in women is what they catch first. If you are welcoming, we will first come before we know whether you carry. Have I told you that when a man is discussing with you, it doesn't mean he loves you? He's coming to probe your level of wisdom. When you start to talk like a person with sense, don't disappear. You'll not see him again. Amen. Amen. Men don't love you because they are talking to you. So you go back home and say, baby, Alpha, he spoke to me today. I'm laughing at you. They are setting an exam for you. Say they like you. Nobody loves you. That is the exam sheet you just got. You don't even know whether you score zero and you're laughing. By the time you wait, the next time you call, the person doesn't even call the other time. You say, why are you disturbing me? You don't know. The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom. And how does this wisdom come? Listen now. The Holy Spirit gives us. What am I saying he gives us here now? Wisdom, is that not? Yes. And I talked about parenting. Yes, you manifest the wisdom of God in that area. Couples learn to pray together, receive peaceful solution in their families. Something is going wrong and you stay together. So Holy Spirit, give us idea on how to make this thing work in the name of Jesus. While we were in relationship, myself and my wife, we prayed prayer, long one, long prayer. We had times where we would go to camp and stay there for 3 days praying. I told you before, the first time my wife was going to pray 4 hour stretch, the exam was 6 hours. So I said, we're about to start praying right now. She sat down, so we sat down. So I said, thank you, Jesus. 1 hour, 2 hours. I said, can we continue? She said, yes. 3 hours. 4 hours. I said, should we continue? He said, let's wait. I just wanted to test your limit so you can do 4 hours. They try. Yes, because pray. You know, sometimes all these things, they are spiritual exercises. I have stayed in the house alone by myself and I prayed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pray there. I told God, I said, if you are passing, anytime you are passing from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll meet ourselves today. We'll meet ourselves today. By adventure, you decide to pass in the afternoon when people are sleeping. You meet me here. And we're there like that. And I've had different times praying like that. Now, it's not the longevity of the prayer alone. But what I'm saying is that the wisdom you glean when you start doing these things, when you stay with the Holy Spirit, begins to give you insight. It begins to give you idea. It begins to show you what to do. And you know the steps to take. Child of God, don't run your career without the Holy Spirit. Don't run your... You can't run a marriage. You can't run a successful, thriving, powerful family without the Holy Spirit. See, you can run a business powerfully with systems and structures of the world, but when you want to run it with total fulfillment and peace of mind, you will need the Holy Spirit, because he is the one that gives peace. The Bible says he will keep in perfect peace those whose heart is stayed on him. Some people have business and systems working, but they don't have peace. So there's something the Holy Spirit always adds that the world cannot give. Remember what he said, my peace I give unto you. He said, not as the world gives. In other words, there is a kind of peace that the world gives. He said, but the one I give to you, not as the world gives. Be of good cheer. Somebody, you are coming into the dimensions of God. I say you are coming into the dimensions of God in the name of Jesus. Finally, before I close this service, 5 minutes, please. Just give me, I close this one. The Holy Spirit shapes the character of the believer. Write it down. That's why I'm closing this morning. He shapes the character of the believer. He shapes the character of the believer. There's what we call the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love in its various expressions, joy, peace, long-suffering. Put the Passion's Translation if you have it. If you have it, TPT, Galatians chapter 2, verse 25. You see it. It said, TPT if you have it. The fruit of the Spirit is love. In our text about joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness. Child of God, listen to me. The first thing that the Holy Spirit wants to do, that is why the day you got born again, he entered into you. He wants to shape your character. Character is everything. When it comes to living with people, character matters. When it comes to maintaining a miracle that God has given to you, character matters. God can give you a job. It will take your character to keep it. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does for the believer is to shape your character. Some of us, you know that the way you talk is very bad and dangerous. Very bad. You know that if they put you with people, they will run away from you. And some people are very proud of it. Because I use my mouth, finish up. This mouth. If I tell you, if I flog person with my mouth. Hey! And you are very proud of it. You have to stop it because you might not be able to go far. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Who knows when you are speaking death already? The mouth is not designed to kill. The mouth is designed to heal. The mouth is supposed to be a tree of life. And that's why you have to work on your character. When the Holy Spirit came upon them on the offense, because the first place that he walked on was where? Their mouth. They began to speak with tongues. The first thing he started to deal with was mouth. Everything in their heart had to show up where? In their mouth. So you need to allow the Holy Spirit deal with your mouth. Sometimes the reason why your husband is always walking away from the house is your mouth. And some of us learned it from our friends or from the people you lived with or from parents that did not model the right thing. Now that brings me to another discussion. In our Adam and Eve Summit on Saturday, it's for married people. And we are talking about seven secret killers that affect you and impact your children. That's what I'll be discussing on Saturday, 15th of February. 14th of February, we'll be discussing seven things. Please, I don't know, my wife should help me. I sent that thing to her as soon as we're discussing about it. These are things that you need to pay attention to. Character. Some people are very stubborn. Say, me, I've been a hard woman. My nickname is Margaret Thatcher. Let me say this. Femininity is simplicity, not stupidity. Femininity is what? Simplicity. To be simple doesn't mean you are stupid. To be simple means that you allow yourself to be easily entreated. You listen. It means that you understand the dimension of hearing other people, hearing them out, calming down. You are simple to deal with. Not everything. Say, no. Tell me. I said, stop that. A guy and a lady came the other day. They met me there in a fast food, in a restaurant. So they came there. And when they met me in that place, I sat down. So they said, Pastor, you are here. I said, yeah, fine, everything good. You know, and I was just laughing. And all of a sudden, I saw the girl tell the guy that she wants a particular drink. And the guy said, oh, okay. So he went to get the drink. So when he got there, he came back with another option and said to her, they don't have that one. No, don't tell me that. Is he the one that does not have it? In my mind, I also said, they don't have a day. The best you can say is, wow, and I really need it too. Would you mind we go to another restaurant? That's okay. If you know you really, really want that. Instead of saying, no, her face was so strong, I said she's going to bite the boy.
just imagine it's your second date. I will not come again. I will not come again. I will just stay in my house. There's a way to talk. There's a way to come. And guess what? The Holy Spirit always nods us. Do you know there are times that even as a pastor, I've had discussions with some of our people, and I think that the way I sounded was too harsh. And when I'll go back to the office and I'll be very serious about myself, tell myself, yes, it is about excellence. It's excellence. And those will say, I know. But the way you sounded was not okay. So sometimes, I will tell people my strategy like this. What's it down, Rabbi? Vulnerability. So sometimes I'll just come around and I'll start saying, you know, guys, you know, we are doing a lot. We are trying. You see, but we have to make sure that things work here. And you know, I might have said something, but don't worry about that. I'm sorry about it. Just let us. I'll just start finding a way to arrange, because the Holy Spirit is saying, that's not how to talk. He's training me. So I'm still learning. Everybody, we keep learning. Are we here together? We learn. Do you know many people left church because of church hurt? And they were hurt because of the way somebody said something. Listen, if you understand that people are learning and they are not interested, people who are bragging and bad people, there are some bad people, they are wicked, they are Satan's brother, younger brother. We know. But some of us understand that our hearts, we need to be like Jesus. So sometimes I've said it and the Holy Spirit is saying no. Sometimes I also remember that Jesus flogged people out. And they say it's not, the flogging of that day was different. I say, Holy Spirit, but you are the one that entered Jesus. You flogged them. You say, they know the flogged person for church again. Go and ask Dr. Prince, a big pastor. Pastor, what is that guy's name? He's inside the bush. So even as pastors and ministers, we find ways to communicate so that we can touch the hearts of people, not try to force them or pressure them or threaten them. The same way in our marriages, you talk to your spouse sometimes and you sense that the way I treated my husband is not okay. Send him a message. Don't wait until he comes back. Don't say when he comes back, we'll set to send the message first. Send it ahead. That message, the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath. It's slow and turns away wrath. So imagine he's coming back to come and lash you. But you have sent a message. Then he comes back. And you say, I'm really sorry. Say, don't worry about that one. I hope you are not. No, it's okay. You have settled it. But by the time you say, let him come back. Some people will say, make him come back to this house. I will show him. Hey, me. And the last time I checked, there's nothing much about you. You're just talking like that. Don't sound that way. It is a bad way to sound. Don't have a target in your heart to treat anybody bad. Promise yourself that any man that marries you, he has married the blessing of his destiny. Promise yourself that every woman that comes into your space, she has come into a place of growth and change of life. Promise yourself. I promise myself that my wife's life will be 10 times better. I dare to show her to her family today. They'll be shocked. They will be shocked. When they see what she is today, they'll be shocked. I know the person I moved with. I know the person I picked. I know the girl I saw. I know the girl we started gisting with. I know who I used to be also. I'm a metal. But I'm not metal again. Yes, some of us could be very tough and hard, but the Holy Spirit has touched you, worked on you, you know, deal with you, press you, break you. You know, I see God's generals pray sometimes and say, Holy Spirit, break me. Another God's general, whether it was, what was his name? G. Lake. He said, crush me. And they'll be praying. I said, what are they praying? What is this? Break me, crush me. If nobody crush you, the powder in here, you will not be useful again. But what they're saying is that every wrong character, dismantle and reset my life. And that's what you will pray as we rise up today. Every character. See, there are some character errors your friends don't want to tell you. May God give you good friends. And can I pray for you? Every character error that Satan has vowed, that is the character he used to make you small perpetually. I declare you are breaking out of it by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Human beings have blind spots. Others can see it. You cannot see it. You say, Holy Spirit, the one that sees all things, the one that knows me, show me the areas that I have issues. Show me the things that I am not doing right that will make people leave me. Business partners cannot stay. People come to buy things in your shop. If you want to buy, if you don't buy, leave it. You send online message, welcome to grocery store of accessory and is me there. Please, no wasting time on this space. If you like, but everybody will leave you. You need a touch.
Are you getting what I'm saying here now? And it's the Holy Spirit that will touch you and begin to touch your life, touch your character, then show you customer service, then show you how to treat people, then help you understand how customer satisfaction is paramount, and your business begins to go. Your friends are saying, how are you making 1,000 sales, 500 in a day? We are not getting the same results. And you say, it is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit. I have put structures, I have platform, but I carry the Holy Ghost. Rise up on your feet. Things are shifting this year by the Spirit. I want you to pray. You're going to pray that prayer. I started praying the prayer myself. Holy Spirit, dismantle and reset everything in me that will not allow your glory show. Everything in me that is set to limit my life. Sir, do you know Gehazi died because of greed? He died. He had leprosy. And guess what? When his master swore for him, the master said, may your generations have the leprosy. In other words, one man, because of his greed, somebody came and gave the master, and the master said, I don't want. He now left his master and went there to collect everything in the name of his master. When he got back, the master said, why did you do that? The Holy Spirit revealed it to the prophet. He said, why? He said, he said, from today, Gehazi, you and your generation will be a generation of leprous people. In fact, Bible scholars, Bible theologians said that the lepers that they were outside the city when the prophecy came, that they are the sons of Gehazi. They were outcasts because their father entered into something and he brought all of them into problem. Can you remember the woman in the Bible, David, the wife of Nabal, when they wanted to go and kill Nabal? David had carried his men and he said, we will kill Nabal. And they were going, Gaga. Just imagine them shouting, he's Zobu, Zobu, Zobu. And the woman heard their voice from there. The husband was still drunk. And Nabal was a stupid man. Stupid. The Bible says he was a stupid man. If it were some women, they would have killed the husband before David's men came. She was still living with a stupid man. I don't know how she was living with a stupid man. But the Bible says he was a stupid man. Very stupid. Brutish. That means foolish. He said his name means stupid. Somebody's mother gave him stupid. I don't know whether he drew the mother's umbilical cord in the womb or he was attacking the intestine. I don't know. He was called stupid. Then the woman ran out there and she came to David and she ran. The first thing, the law of honor, she knelt down and said, my Lord, don't shed the blood of this man. If you shed the blood of this man, what if God is even having a plan to kill him tomorrow? Why will it be heard that it is David that shed the blood of Nabal? Everybody knows that Nabal is a stupid man. Let his blood be upon him. I have been marrying this man. It's not like I even want him to die. Leave him. Please, my Lord. And David said, carried her up. And he said, you have restrained the king from shedding blood today. It is my lifestyle to shed blood. I don't allow anybody to talk to me anyhow. But you have stopped me today. And David kept it in his heart. When David left, days after, Nabal died. And David said, die! They would have said, I killed Nabal. Little did I know that God had decided to settle the matter of Nabal. And when David looked around after they buried Nabal, he said, Biko, where the fine girl waiting for the house? Abigail, how far? Now this kind of one would they marry? Woman will get sense. And the Bible says David took her in and married her. Added that to his wife. Are you getting what I'm saying? A wife, rather. Because of the wisdom. You are going to pray. Everything in me that is stopping or limiting my greatness. By God, to say, Holy Spirit, dismantle. Holy Spirit, crush and remove every character error that will drive clients, customers, friends, colleagues, that will make me live a lonely, miserable life. Every character error that will put me in trouble. Lord, by your Spirit, dismantle, crush, break, and rearrange my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. You have 2 minutes. I want you to pray passionately. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is reflecting itself in. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is magnifying flesh in me. Take it away, take it away, take it away. It might be pride. Your friends are seeing it, but they don't know how to talk to you. Your friends don't know how to talk to you. Pray and say, Holy Ghost, help me. Because when anything goes wrong, they will leave me. So help me. You are my partner. You are my friend. You are my teacher. You are my guide. I don't want to waste like that. I want to be a responsible man. I want to be a responsible woman. I want to be a responsible father. I want to be a responsible mother. I want to be a responsible child. I don't want to cause pain to my parents. I don't want to cause pain. Eruana Gabazizo, Erieko Swenegade, Eruba Baiba Baiba. 1 more minute, can you pray? 1 more minute, can you pray? Eraba Nemenegadoya, Ajaba Baiba Baiba. Make me a better person. Make me a better person. Make me a better person. A better father. A better husband. Eraba Baba Baba. Erienego Sogedelebosha. A better child. Ekagagagaga. A better partner in that relationship. May I not be the problem of my relationship. Jesus. Reshape my life. Reshape my career. Reshape my destiny. Touch my tongue. Some of you need to pray. Say, Holy Ghost, touch my tongue. Touch my tongue. The way I talk. Touch my tongue. Some of you need to pray. Touch my heart. I don't want to have a stony heart. Help me. Help me to be easily entreated. Help me to listen. 30 seconds. Can you pray? 30 seconds. Can you pray? Zamanagaba. Every stony heart. Lord, take it away. I'm a daughter of Zion. Every stony heart. Lord, take it away. I am a son of the Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is how I prayed and I live my life. And this is 5 to 10 years, going to 10 years. I have never had a reason to raise my hand and tell my wife that if I slap you, I have not. And the people around me, they would dare not do it. Yes, the leaders around me, if they do it that day, I would disconnect from you. Because it can rub off on anybody. After I counsel anybody and you refuse to change, I will disconnect. Because, you see, I cannot be iron and wood. I will either destroy you or you destroy me. If I don't destroy you, you'll not be able to help me. Iron sharpens iron. So is the countenance of a friend. When you're talking things like that and somebody else is saying, oh yes, that's how God has helped us. You're going to come to that place where you tell yourself, any man that marries me, your life is made. I will show you, I'll be so kind. Do you know what it means for a man to look at you, cry in tears and say, I married a kind woman? Do you know what it means for a woman to look at you, kneel down and be praying to God and say, God, if I come back to this life, please bring me to this person. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I pray for you today that the power of the Holy Ghost begins to reshape every character in the name of Jesus. I declare the spirit of the good Lord, the spirit of patience and peace rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, may the self-control level that you operate now be powered by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has said this devil has held you down and said, I will destroy you with this character error, jumping from place to place. That is what I will mess up your life with, like Samson. Every man receive self-control, receive inner restraint in the name of Jesus. Every woman receive self-control, receive inner restraint in the name of Jesus. One day, your children will look at you and say, blessed be God that made me come through this womb. Blessed be God that made me come through these loins. In the name of Jesus. Your employees will look at you one day and they will be in tears, thanking God they work with you. Your employers will look at you one day, even when you have to graduate to move to another level and higher, some of them will be shedding tears to let you go. It is a joyful thing, but they are shedding tears because of the kind of person you are being. May you be that kind of person, changing lives, transforming destinies by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for you under the sound of my voice here. You will not cause pain. You will not cause pain. You will not cause pain. One day I was being very stubborn when I was growing up. I was very hard a little bit. And my dad said to me that you are causing me pain. You're causing me pain. I went back. I started thinking. I said, me cause pain. And I was not an unbeliever. I was a Christian. But I attacked his ideas so much. I attacked everything he wanted to do. Many of you young men, you are like that. Be very careful. You need to change. And sometimes it's because you are carrying the same temperament as your father. And that's why you're attacking him so much.
I realized my father was that kind of person. So the level of excellence and things I was bringing, I felt he was not putting it to fore. So whenever they are doing something in church, those days, I will attack it again. Then God led me to counsel. I went to meet the popular KG Hamilton, you know, because he got born again in my dad's ministry. Then so he came around. I went to meet him. And I said, this is the problem. Daddy said, I cause him pain. Tell me, what must I do? Because I don't like the way church goes. Look at me now. I'm closing a little late already. That's how my dad is to close it. I'll be complaining. Just look at me. Forgive me in advance. I will complain when they close. I say, why then they close? Church don't close since everybody don't go out. Daddy, how you going to close by this time? This message will be cut out later. I didn't know that the devil that fought my father is coming to fight me. But I'm winning already. Our one is short. It's still 2 hours. 12. That one is 4 hours. You know this service? Announcements, prayer, everything. I will be doing like that. Then the KG meeting told me, he said, listen, from today, understand this. If this man were not your biological father, you never talk to him like that. I said, yes, sir. He said, you will go back and write a letter and apologize. Ah! It was that. I went back, I sat down, I wrote a letter. I can remember how I ended that letter. Many years back, after we have moved from one compound to another, I was checking my daddy's briefcase and I saw the letter. It means that it meant a lot to him that I wrote it. He kept it. I remember writing it to your son. I sincerely love you. I'm just concerned about the way we are doing things. I am sorry. Forgive me. As I was writing this, I was shedding tears. Because it was difficult for me. I wrote that in and I left it. And from that day, we started finding peace. I'll just allow some things. I will calm down. I'll just let it be. Then I discovered that we started having more rapport. The first person my father laid hands on to pray for before his demise was me. Yes, my elder brother is not in, I don't think it was Nigeria then, so my younger brother was around, but they went around. He said that day, for the first time, the Spirit of God told him, it is now that he will start praying for his children. And I was the first person. He laid hands on me and he said many words. Many words. Don't forget Esau and Jacob. The reason the father was waiting to bless Esau was because he loved Esau. For Jacob, the father despised him. Don't allow your parents to despise you so that their blessings will not leave you. Be careful. I don't know who I'm advising today, but be careful. And I did that thing, and he prayed for me. He mentioned some names in this nation and outside the nation. And he said, your voice will be heard. No matter what happens, you will go. I don't know. He's just not alive. It's not true. I wish he's here to just see some of the things and what God is said to do, but... Can we just lift up our voice and thank God in this service? Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to give God thanks. Thank him today. Thank him. Say, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you for this service. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. If you are in this service, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, can you raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you this afternoon. You want to make a commitment to Jesus, accept him as your Lord and your personal Savior, just quietly raise your hand. I want to pray for you that you will not cause pain. Do not cause pain. God bless you. Just say these words after me, Lord Jesus. Today, I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. I declare that I am born again, saved, and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. You can sit up.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.